Chapter 1, A Beginning and an End, February 19th, 2030. Sally, don't worry. I stress again for the 80-year-old woman sitting primly on the edge of the exam table. You don't have diabetes. She looks unconvinced as her frown deepens. Now hear me out. Dr. Fortier, I swear I get a little woozy when I don't eat. I nod calmly. So do I. It happens with some people. It doesn't mean you have diabetes, and it certainly doesn't mean you need insulin shots. I flip her chart open and read through her metabolic panel again for the 100th time. It's still normal. When I'm 80, I hope I'm in as good a shape as she is. I'm looking at your fasting blood sugar right now, and it's the picture of health. However, I would recommend a set eating schedule so you don't miss a meal and feel faint. Are you sure I don't need insulin then? Because Margie and June told me that when you feel faint, your blood sugar's too high. I refrain from rolling my eyes and thin another smile. Margie and June have been offering advice to Sally for a long time. Hence, she ends up with an appointment at my practice every other week. Last month, it was mononucleosis because she had been feeling tired, and now diabetes. I'm hoping for an STD next. I swear to God. I'd give anything to listen to that conversation between the three of them. Sally, honestly, I can't find anything wrong with you. I don't get to give news like this often, so I'm glad I can give it to you. I tap my fingers on her chart to beat out the words. You are perfectly healthy. I flip her chart closed and give her a final nod. So let's get you off this exam table and on your way back home. With a firm grip, I help her to the floor. She doesn't let me go right away. Instead, she takes my hand. Her fingers squeeze lightly and then roll the wedding rings on my finger. Her eyes take them in with a wistful smile. You're a good doctor, Blake. A good girl. I hope your husband knows how wonderful you are. I give her a cheeky grin, correcting her for the millionth time. Thank you. My wife loves me very much. She pats my cheek. Okay, dear. I'm glad. I lead her to the hallway and point toward the exit. All right, Corinne at the front.